Hey, I'm Ron Jacobs here to show you two things that I totally love. WCF Data Services, which is a great way to take your data and expose it out on the web using the OData format, and Windows Server App Fabric. Now, these two are awesome by themselves, but they get better when you put them together. And today I'm going to show you a new template we've created to help you put these together and see the value. So I've installed this template into Visual Studio. You can download it from Visual Studio Gallery. It's called the App Fabric WCF Data Service. So when I do that, I have a new category in here called App Fabric. And I'm going to create a data service based on the AdventureWorks database. So I've named it AdventureWorks.svc. I'm going to click Add here and add this to my nice new web application. And now you can see when I added it, a bunch of cool stuff just happened. So let's look at Solution Explorer real quick and take a peek. So we got all the references added, of course, and then we added our service. And our service looks a little different because it has underneath of it an event provider that's been generated for us, and then also a little HTML file for testing our service. So I'm just going to set that as the start page because we'll need that later. And then the other cool thing that you might have noticed is this guy right here. This is some guidance about how to work with this template. So we've got instructions for how to set up your environment, how to build the service. You can look at that later. I'm going to do the walkthrough today and show you how we do this. So step one is to kind of create our project. So I already created an empty web application. And now I need to add an entity model. So let's go to our project and add a new item. We'll click on data, and we want an entity model. Now I'm going to name my model AdventureWorks.edmx. Now WCF data services work with entity models, but you can use other things for your data service if you have something else that serves up the data. So we're going to generate from a database using the AdventureWorks database. I have a link in case you don't have that. It's a sample database you can download. This guy right here is the name that we'll need later when we plug this into our data service. So I'm going to copy that to the clipboard. And now it's going off and reading the database to see what do we want to expose in our data service. Now, if I want to, I can go through and pick from tables and views and choose just the things that I want. For this, we're going to do everything. Just expose all the tables directly. And then we'll click Finish, which will generate our model. And so, in fact, if we look here in our model, we see the whole thing there. We can scroll in and you can see what's going on. There's the database model that we've created. Now, the next thing I got to do is go back to the guidance browser here and let's do the next step, all right? So we've done all of these. Now we need to add our App Fabric WCF data service. Now, I already did that and I named it AdventureWorks, so that's good. Now we need to go in and modify it to have AdventureWorks LT entities in the declaration right there. So we copied that earlier, so let's scroll this down here and I'll just paste it right in, AdventureWorks LT entities. Okay, and now if we go back to our guidance browser, we'll see that we want to modify the initialize service method so that it allows access to all the entities. Okay, so I copied this code to the clipboard. And I'm going to come in here and just wipe out the sample that's already there and initialize it. So we added star so you can access all of the entities as read-only. And then we're also going to add a service operation. So I have a service operation access rule. Okay, so now let's scroll down here. And to add our service operation, we're going to need using system service model web. So I'm going to paste that in here. And then we need a little helper method, the say hello method. So I'm going to click on the copy code here to grab that say hello method. And we'll just drop it in right here. Okay, so what do we have here? This is a method on our service that in addition to the data that it exposes, we can have operations on a data service. So this will just say hello to a name, and if you send me an empty name, I'm going to log a warning event. It's not going to warn the user, but this warning event will go into the logs for App Fabric so we can see that people are invoking our service with an empty name, if that matters. It's just an example, right? And then if you do pass a name, then we'll write an information event to say, well, who did we say hello to? Okay, and then there's a couple of other interesting things that are included in the template. So the first one here is this AdventureWorks provider. Now we have added this event provider that will emit the ETW events, event tracing for Windows, and App Fabric will catch these events and log them. So we've added the event provider here, and then in the constructor, what we did is we have added a Lambda expression to the processing request event. So when the pipeline starts processing a request, we're going to record what URI people are accessing. Okay, and then also we are handling the exceptions that occur in writing an error event. Because of the way that data services report errors today, App Fabric won't see them as errors. And so, of course, that's going to be corrected in the future. But for today, if you want App Fabric to see an error out of a data service, then you need to do this. Okay, so that is all of this step. Now we're going to build the solution. Great, everything is good to go. Now the next thing we want to do is enable monitoring. Now App Fabric uses some entries in the web config file to enable the monitoring. So if I open the web config here, we'll have to add some stuff into this. So I've got all of the necessary pieces right here. So if you just click copy code, we can just paste these right in. So I'll paste them in here and let's talk about what we did. First of all, for App Fabric, I just set up some monitoring, and I'm using kind of some default names here, okay? So these are the names that get set up by default, like the name of the connection string for the monitoring store and so forth. If you use different names, obviously you'll have to change those things. And then in the system service model, I have set up some entries for diagnostics, and end-to-end tracing. And end-to-end tracing is required in order to see these events in Windows Server App Fabric. All right, the next step is to enable routing. Well, why would I want to enable routing? Well, routing is useful if you want to eliminate the .svc extension. So in your URI without this, you'd have to go to adventureworks.svc, and then you can query the data. But a lot of people like to eliminate extensions from their URIs. If you want to, you can do this with routing. So if you want to use routing, the first thing you have to do is enable ASP.NET compatibility for WCF. So again, I've got a little bit of code in config here to copy. So since we've already got a system service model section in here, we can just paste that right in there. And then we need to enable the URL routing module. So I'm going to copy this in here, and this goes in a different section. So we'll paste that in the system web server section. So here you see that we're just setting up the URL routing module and handler. Okay. Now, one key thing, you must enable HTTP redirection. That's a feature of IIS. It's not enabled by default. And the URL routing handler will not work unless you do this. So, you know, click here for more info. What'll throw you off is that it'll work with the ASP.NET development server, but then when you put it in IIS and it doesn't work, then now you'll know one thing to look for anyway. Okay, the next thing we've got to do is actually set up the routes. So far, all we've done is enable routing, but now we have to actually create the routes. And the way you do this is in the global ASAX. So I'm going to click here to add a global ASAX. And we're going to need these namespaces. So I'll just click here on copy code and paste those in. And then in the application start, we're going to register the route. So I copied that one. Let me just replace it. So what we've done here is said, okay, we're going to add a route named, and the name will be just AdventureWorks. The name could be anything you want. I typically name it the same thing as the SVC file, just minus the extension. We use a data service host factory and the type of the data service class. All right, so Now, the next thing we want to do is kind of verify this with the development server. All right, so just in our development environment, if we come over here to Solution Explorer, we have a nice little HTML file to test this. So if I say view in browser, we build our solution. Here's our little test file. And so if we click here on AdventureWorks SVC, we can see all of the things in there. If we do it without the extension, it also works. Okay, so far so good. In the development environment, we see that we can access it and the routing is working. Now, we can't check the monitoring at this point, so we're going to have to verify it with IIS if we want to go there. So let's move now into doing this with IIS. Now, one thing, to change your project to work with IIS, you're going to have to run Visual Studio as an administrator. So you notice that I am running as administrator here. So if I come over here to my project, let's go up here. We're going to change this. If I run properties there, okay. And so what we want to do is set this to run using the local IIS server. So I got to click here on web and say use local IIS server. So I'm just going to use localhost web application. And we'll create a virtual directory. Cool. All right. And now, one key thing to note, if you just start debugging right now or run browse or whatever, it's not going to work. You have to save the settings. So just I suggest you click Save All, so now the setting is saved. Now if I just browse to this, now I'm looking at IIS running this, right? And so again, I can see the SVC is working, and then the AdventureWorks without the SVC is also working. So that's cool. I know everything is working in IIS as well. Now, let's get into verifying some monitoring. Okay, so to verify the monitoring, we've got to have IIS Manager. So if we come over here to IIS Manager, okay, and so here's our web application, and we can see the App Fabric dashboard here. And this tells us about things that are happening. We see that it detects our service in the web application. And so far, there's no activity because I just reset everything. All right, so now let's go back here. And I've got some URIs that you can navigate. And you can just click these right here inside of Visual Studio so they'll save you, you know, having to retype them. So this is showing all the products, okay? And then if I want to see just a specific one, product 680, there's that one. Now, if we want to say hello to somebody named user, there's a hello user, right? And you can see how that's done. One little key thing to note about the way WCF data services do this, it's a little different than a WCF service. WCF data services requires you to single quote that string. Okay, a WCF service would allow you just to pass user without the single quotes, but data services don't allow that. And now here's one which will generate a warning. It's just say hello with no username, right? And then here's one that will generate an error, a bad resource link. Okay, so we get a 404. All right, cool. Now let's close all of those, and then let's go back to the dashboard and see what we've got here. So what happens is after you do this activity, as it's happening, ETW is receiving events, event tracing for Windows. It pushes those events through the kernel, and on the other end is the event collector service of AppFabric. It's running, it plucks these events off, and then it writes them into the database. Now, that whole process is asynchronous, and sometimes, depending on how busy things are, it can take a little bit, a few seconds for them to get there. So if they don't all get there right way the first time you do it, just give it a chance to kind of catch up. So, in fact, I think not all of ours got there when I did that. Yeah, so you see, we had three, now we got five, and then we got one error. Okay, so you just got to give it a little bit of time. And so let's go back here, and if we want to see an event, okay, what we want to do here is click on our service, and we see the operation completed. Now, from AppFabric's point of view, it says, well, yeah, you have a service. It has one operation called process request for message. And so you see all of these look the same from that level. Now, if I want to see, well, what thing was actually invoked here. If I right-click the last one there and say View Related Events, we see here the message that we sent from our processing pipeline handler, the data service request. And this gives me more information. Like here I see that's where we were asking for the products, the list of all the products, right? And if I come up here, I can see what this one is. This is where we asked for product 680, right? Now, if I look at this one, I believe this is where we said hello. So, yeah, here's the say hello event, said hello to a user. And then this one is where we should have a warning. Yeah, so there's a warning event. The name was empty. All right. And then this one, if we view the related events, is where we have an error, right? There was a service exception. We could see the errors. It says resource not found, right? So, in effect, we can also get to the errors just from the dashboard itself, like by clicking here, we see all the errors that occurred. Now you see how we can get a lot more value out of monitoring our system if you kind of instrumented your data service to have these wonderful extensions. And as I said, you can get all of this from the AppFabric WCF data service. If you look here in Tools Extension Manager, you see it right there, the AppFabric WCF data service. You can search for it in the online gallery. It's there for you. Download it. Let me know what you think. I've got links here in the Guidance Explorer where you can watch this video. You can discuss this template or leave feedback about it, things you'd like to see or problems that you've had. Hope you enjoyed that. For Endpoint TV, I'm Ron Jacobs.